Right now, it is a truly terrifying edition of...
The Backwards Game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Ooh, things are about to get scary in here. It's a Halloween-themed edition of the Backwards Game. And I'm going to tell you right now, the final clip is something unlike anything you've ever heard before, but you know is truly terrifying. This is one of the most terrifying creatures that you can encounter in nature. That has never been part of the Backwards Game. Has not necessarily even been part of any sort of horror movie or anything yet.
This makes me nervous.
But who or what will that apparition be in round three of the Backwards Game? That's how this is going to work. But right now, we must get started with
round one.
Because it's been a long time since I've done math, but I do know you have to do round one before you get to round three. That's how the Backwards Game will work. It's Antoine, it's Monica in the game. You're texting into 52353. Who do you think will win? And Monica Brooks, I'm going to give you the choice. Would you like to go first or second in the game?
I'll go first.
Okay. Monica will go first.
All right.
Antoine, you will go second, so you will head on into the soundproof chamber in a minute. Again, it's all Halloween stuff, so it's stuff like this.
Boo! I haunt you!
Which I'm sure is what all ghosts say. Yeah. They want to let you know that
they give you a heads up of what the situation is.
Right, right. Boo, I'm a ghost. Boo, I'm haunting you. That whole thing. So we're going to flip it around. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear it backwards two times, and then you got to talk all backward, and we'll see who can do better with it. So it's boo, I haunt you. Two times backward. Here we go with time one.
It's not here.
It's a lot throat action in there. Next one.
It's not here.
It's not here.
Okay. I actually think that might be halfway decent.
Okay.
Why, I don't know. But
did
I
you
think,
feel it?
Yeah, okay. For some reason, I think she did all right. Antoine, welcome back from the soundproof chamber. And you're going to hear Boo, I Haunt You two times backward. Here we go with time one.
It's not here.
Time two.
It's not here.
It's not here.
I like that. It's like you're telling them a little, it's not here.
It's not here. Don't haunt me. It's not here.
I'm not a ghost. I'm not here. Don't worry about me at all. Okay. We're going to listen to both of them and we'll see what we end up with. First, we go with Monica. She gave us this.
Ooh, it's not here. Ooh.
Well, she got a little it's not here in there as well. So we reverse it around and what will it sound like? We're listening for boo, I haunt you. And we got.
Ooh, I haunt you.
Okay.
Oh, that makes me nervous for mine.
Something about putting her hands on you, which again can be very terrifying. Let's see what Antoine gave us. It sounded like this when it was backward.
Ooh, it's not here.
I just
we did the mash. We did the monster mash.
Screw it. I'm just going forward.
I was looking on the show. We're listening for Boo, I Haunt You. Here it is.
Ooh, I haunt you.
Ooh.
I think it was a little bit better. I liked it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Was this a mash?
Monster mash.
Monster mash. Which is fine. Again, nothing will be as terrifying as what we unveil in round three. So get ready. But now
round two.
All tied up is what it will be at the end of this round because that's how we roll in the backwards game. We're again going through haunted characters like this guy.
Frankenstein.
I think you're sensing a theme of me making you make noise.
I see that.
Like Monica's going to go to the soundproof chamber now, and Antoine is going to hear Frankenstein two times backward. Here we go. Time one. Time two. I haven't heard Monica's yet, but I'm feeling good about it. I'm just going to be completely honest on that one.
Okay.
I don't think that was good.
Oh.
But it could turn out great.
It could be.
All
it could
we
be
know
amazing.
In entertainment purposes. So Monica's back from the soundproof chamber. You're going to hear the same thing backward two times. It's Frankenstein. Here we go. Time one. Time two.
Nasnefre. I don't feel good about that at all.
Well, at least if nothing else, dang round is fixed, so we'll figure out where it goes. Antoine, welcome back from the soundproof chamber.
Uh-huh.
I may have to eat my words on feeling good about Monica's selection in this one, but we'll see. So Antoine gave us this.
Now's friends.
I see you're taking Monica's strategy of just saying forward words.
It worked in round one.
It did, yeah.
I'm just saying.
And it has worked for her in the past, so we're listening for Frankenstein, and we got...
Snarfenenslein.
It really isn't that
bad.
Thank you. Thank you.
What will Monica bring to the table? It sounded like this.
Snarfenenslein.
Okay, we flip it around. We're listening for I'm Frankenstein, and we get...
Herr Ferenzen.
Well, that's close enough. It was fixed.
Yeah. You are lucky that round was fixed, ma'am.
That's a victory for Miss Monica. Y'all are both unlucky right now.
Round three.
Because you have to hear the most terrible Halloween scary villain of them all.
Uh-oh.
I am, of course, talking about Karen.
Oh no. Yes.
What's it going to be? It's going to be this.
I demand your manager.
Now that is the most terrible.
Oh, gracious. That's scary right there.
Yep.
That was aggressive.
They're always very aggressive. Yeah. Always demanding the manager and then always blaming it on like blood sugar afterward. Oh, you know.
Sugar was low.
Diabetes is whatever it was. So Antoine's going into the soundproof chamber. You are going to hear I demand your manager, Scary Karen, two times backward. Here we go. Time one. Time two.
I demand no manager.
Oh, it's an Irish manager right there. Is that what it'd be? Monica's decided that Karen is an Irish pirate of some kind.
Oh, boy. This
well,
is gonna
be fun. A happy Halloween on the shillelagh for all of you. Top of the morning. That should be interesting
well,
right there.
She's Karen the leprechaun.
She is Karen the leprechaun. Antoine.
All right, I'm back.
What will she be for ye? We'll find out. You're going to hear it two times backward. It is I demand your manager. Here we go. Time one. Time two. I at least feel like he put more feeling into it. Don't you laugh at him.
I know. And
you
it's all beat.
You would sing a song.
Don't you laugh at you know, Monica
O'Karen
Karen over here.
Song.
It's the, it's the Halloween cry of Karen.
Oh, yes.
All right, Antoine, you should make fun of you. Here's what she delivered. All right, this is what Monica gave us.
I demand no manager.
A little twist right there.
Yeah. You know, it is a little twist.
Yeah.
And I have learned, if nothing else, in the backwards game, don't laugh too hard. You're going to have to choke on your own laughing afterwards. So here we go. Flipped around in the thangtacular, and we are listening for I demand your manager. And we got...
Passion and monomania.
Okay, sometimes I'm allowed to laugh harder.
Yeah.
But you can hear the anger there at the end.
Can you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Passion and monomania.
Yeah, I believe that's...
Yeah,
well, you'll not pass under my bridge without paying the toll, my precious.
All right, Antoine, what will happen now? He gave us this.
Hi, na-man.
I was
mad. That scared me.
It was mad.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be good. I think you channeled your inner Karen to make this one happen. We're listening for I Demand Your Manager. We flip it around, and we get this. Good enough.
Thank you. Yes.
Good enough.
Yes.
It was grandma. If grandma it was like her teeth were sliding
out.
Yeah,
that's how angry I was. My teeth wouldn't stay in my mouth.
In my day, it's a five and dime.
Just saying.
That's exactly what it was.
I put my all into that
Antoine,
one.
Antoine, congratulations.
Thank you.
You did. You channeled your inner grandma, your inner Karen, your inner whatever it took.